Good afternoon. I'm very pleased to join this panel on workforce development with its emphasis on health equity. However, that's not what I'm talking about today. Part of the workforce development process that I'll be focusing on is public health information technology and its role in local health departments in quality improvement, community assessment, and performance measurement. I am Scott Frank, not Eileen Drabowski. Eileen Drabowski, my co-author, is on maternity leave and unable to be here. We have no, let me make a few acknowledgments first. The Research Association for Public Health Improvement is a grantee of the Public Health Practice-Based Research Network's national program at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Our program is referred to as RAPI, Research Association for Public Health Improvement. And I'd like to thank the statewide group, the executive committee, and special thanks to Kelly Burgess and Apoorva Chandar for additional contributions to this presentation. I have no relationship disclosures. Public health information technology is one of the most important tools in the developing public health toolbox. The purpose of this project was to investigate the current state of public health information technology in Ohio local health departments, including current capacity, applications, perceived needs, perceived value, receptivity to an expanded role for public health information technology, and to identify best practices. Borrowed this slide from NACHO that gives a nice word cloud looking at some of the issues that are related to public health information technology. In fact, NACHO has taken a leadership role in looking at informatics issues in public health, but we sought to drill down a bit deeper in our state looking at more detailed issues than could be assessed in the long NACHO questionnaire looking at the entire profile of local health departments. Public health information technology, or public health informatics, is defined as a systematic application of information, computer science, and technology to public health practice, research, and learning. We are part of the second cohort of public health practice-based research networks. We're based at Case Western Reserve University, but have all of the academic programs in the state of Ohio as part of our research network, and all of the 128, as opposed to 17, Dr. Chen, health departments in the state. My N's easier than yours. this is a description of our membership. It does include the Ohio Department of Health and all Ohio public health professional organizations as part of our group. I'm going to just briefly describe some of the findings from 2008 and 2010 NACHO results. Though we went into the field in spring of 2011, the 2010 NACHO results were not available, nor was the questionnaire. So we replicated many of the questionnaires on the 2008 survey, and virtually all of the questionnaires on the 2010 NACHO survey changed from the investigation in 2008. 2008, respondents related that 77% had local health department websites, about 50% used IT in the field for field reports, 37% had wireless access, and 34% used electronic health records. That was unchanged essentially in 2010. They asked about syndromic surveillance and immunization registry in 2010, and you can see the numbers related to the use here. Ours was a cross-sectional survey with an online response system. We invited response from each of our 128 at the time local health departments to date. Well, we have 64 valid responses, which represents a 50% response rate from our health departments. Respondents included both health directors or IT leaders in the health department, very much predominantly health directors responding to the survey. The instrument was created by RAFI personnel with input from our members and included all of the items that were on the NACHO 2008 national survey as well. It was a depth survey and took about 30 minutes to complete, which is part of our lower response rate. Survey was direct emailed to all of our RAFI members, but with multiple channels to reinforce completion of the questionnaire as well. So the respondents to our survey included a good mix of city, county, and combined health departments. We had a reasonable number of predominantly rural health departments as well. An approximately equal number of large and small health departments. The jurisdiction served by the health departments responding was predominantly white. The number of average number of FTEs employed was 27, with the average approximate budget of the health departments a little over $3 million. 39% of the health departments report employing, for Ohio, 39% in spring of 2011, health departments reported employing a public health information system specialist. This is in contrast to 13% on a national basis. It's apparent that some response bias may account for some of that difference in Ohio. You can see that both in Ohio and in the nation, there is a smaller number of small health jurisdictions with public health information specialists than in the larger districts. Comparing 2008 responses to the NACHO survey to Ohio responses in 2011, we can see that there's been a rapid growth of health informatics capacity during that time. 98% of Ohio local health departments had websites, with one in five health departments having more than one website that they managed. 97% of local health departments serving populations less than 50,000 had health websites as well, and you can see that's even a larger increase than the 2008 NATO data. And all of the health departments serving larger cities reported health departments. Websites. You can see this is a look at some of the differences with a decrease in the use of paper products from the 2008 NACHO survey to the 2011 Ohio survey. You can see some of the bigger differences in the increase in childhood immunization technology, lab reporting, restaurant inspections, and water wells. You can also see that shared databases were more common in 2011 in Ohio. Website content, this is a look at comparison between NACHO in 2008 and Ohio 2011 of different components that health departments were asked to address for website content. One of the more impressive would be the 75% that allows forms to be submitted electronically in 2011 compared to the 8% in 2008. These differences also there are differences, I should say, between the smaller jurisdictions and the larger jurisdictions, but consistently performance is better regardless of the size of the jurisdiction served. These are the things that were not on the NACHO survey that we added, whether the health department had a content management system, in other words, had a more user-friendly interface for changing the website, an employee-only section for continuity of operations, compatibility with mobile devices, RSS subscription functionality for secure online financial transactions and podcasts. And you can see some of these areas I would suspect have already changed in Ohio and other places as well. The primary uses of information technology in Ohio included financial systems, data systems, community assessment, capacity building, management systems, customer satisfaction, and human resources. Website features did not differ significantly by the nature of the district. There was a difference in the mean number of website features by size of the jurisdiction. In terms of local health department health communication through information technology, 88% reported using conference calls, 81% email blasts to community partners, 76% web conferencing, 64% employee reported they had an employee to monitor the website. So though they may not have labeled that person an information specialist, they nearly 65% did assign someone to that role. 55% at this time used Facebook, which was higher than the NACHO 2010 report. 33% used email blasts to the public in contrast to community partners. 29% of the reporting Ohio departments used Twitter, again, more than the respondents used it more than NACHO in 2010. And about 15% used the professional network websites. The use of community assessment was one of our key goals to look at. Nearly 90% reported they used information technology with community partners, and you can see the other numbers there as well. Among the things that they addressed in terms of social demographics included poverty rate, household structure, education level, transportation, and crime rates. 79% reported that they used both the quantitative approaches through information technology and also qualitative. In terms of community assessment, the community health issues that were looked at included these that you see here, ranked in order of utilization. Probably the most significant finding here is that there was a much lower rate of participation with hospital discharges among those involved with fit for community assessment. We asked respondents to share with us what their shortages were. And you can see that nearly half related a shortage of tablet computers, 40% palm tops, but that they were fairly well equipped in terms of desktop computers with intermediate availability of computer software. We asked what your department does very well, and again, this is likely a biased sample of those who tend to use public health information technology well, but in this humble group, only 34% felt that they were very effective with electronic communication, 1 in 5 for data gathering, 1 in 5 for community assessment, and only about 8% related that they used information technology very well for quality improvement. Finally, we asked them to rate the importance of these different aspects of public health information technology in their jurisdiction. This is the actual ranking of the different the importance of different issues in their jurisdictions. Taking a look at this, this is just a different way of displaying that. And taking a look at it, we divided those into 4 different areas: record keeping, communication, community assessment and surveillance, program management, and professional development. record keeping tended to have the most important or the highest ranked priorities, including both immunization records, disease investigation. We've placed disaster preparedness with record keeping because for drilling and preparedness exercises, information technology is key. The field work and electronic health record ranked lower, but we've clustered them with record keeping. You can see communication also fit the very high priorities that you see there. Community assessment and surveillance ranked, I'll say, rewardingly well as an important aspect of local health departments' use of information technology in Ohio. Finally, some of the things that they ranked using it most often for, they ranked as lower priorities for use, even though they used them in this way often. They didn't feel that the role of the technology in these areas had the same level of priority. There was strong interest in developing further public health information technology skills. Our key findings wrapping up is that there has been a rapid increase in capacity and interest in public health information technology. Differences in the capacity and priorities exist based on jurisdictional size. There are few differences between county, municipal, and combined districts or based on a rural predominance, and that public health information technology priorities can be categorized as record keeping, communication, assessment and surveillance, and professional and program development. The strengths of our study included the depth of our questionnaire, the local health department orientation of the development of the questionnaire, the timeliness of our survey. Our limitations include the response bias that I've already mentioned, the cross-sectional nature of the study, and that it is self-report. Thank you very much. Like most of you, after APHA, I'd like to be excused because my brain is full.